Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala amma ba'd. I really cannot talk or raise my voice, but this important message, I said I have to send it in case I die. It might benefit you, inshallah. May Allah put barakah in it for me and you. We just finished Eid al-Adha. And just a reminder of myself for you, for me and for you. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he get a command. And the command to slaughter his son. Now, the one who receives the command is Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he go to lead to the mother of the son. And what the mother of the son Hajar said, Ibrahim, you are a good man. You're very close to Allah. Whatever Allah tell you to do, do. We know the story. But I want you to think, for you to get the knife and go with the intention to slaughter your son. What it mean? Don't ever forget it. It mean the obedience to Allah above any love. The belonging to Allah above any love. The love of Allah above any love. Don't ever forget that. Love is so beautiful. But if the love for Allah, for sabilillah, for goodness sake, it becoming mubarak love, dunya and akhirah, and continue until yawm al-qiyamah and after yawm al-qiyamah. But any another love is called obsession. Dictatorship, ownership, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it already. He will punish you and torture you with whom you love. Don't ever forget it. Verse 165, Al-Baqarah. And verse 23-24, At-Tawbah. And it's too many verses. It's a promise ordained already. By this way, please, my brother and sister in Islam, check your love, check your devotion, to check your loyalty, check the purpose. If it's not straight, and you hold tight with a pure niyyah, it can generate a lot of drama and misery, dunya and akhirah. This is my first message for me and for you. The another message, very comprehensive, but I have to share it with you. Three word. It caused the owner of this word to be cursed by Allah for infinity. The first one is Ana, me. Ego is my family, is my status. And the first one who did that is Iblis la'natullahi alayhi. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command everybody to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, what he said? He said, Ana, I am khayrun min, I am better than him. Without going to the detail, how many people inside is me? Look at me. This my family. This my status. This my money. By this way, once is me, I, it causing a lot of problem. And a person can be cursed by Allah for infinity. Be careful. Musa alayhi salam, one time, one man came to him and he kept talking about him and his grandparents and this and that, and how he has 9 generations of this people and this people. Allah revealed to Musa alayhi salam, Ya Musa, tell him the 9 generation, the one you're proud about them, all going to hellfire. And you, number 10, will join them soon. Ego, arrogant, show off, I. Be careful. This is the first one. The mu'min always humble himself. Humble himself. Second quality, Fir'aun. Fir'aun, when he gets so arrogant, what he said? And he said, Wali, and I own the treasure of Egypt. I am the owner of Egypt. Ownership. Ownership is a killer. Wallahi, I saw it in my life. Once people get money, they will never be the same. They will never be the same. They will never be the same. And almost the most beautiful quality, Allah, beloved to Allah, they will lose it. Humble and humility again. It's me. It's me. This is mine. I did it. See, again. I own it. Be careful. Where's Fir'aun? Again. And the third one is Qarun, la'natullahi alayhi, the one relative to Musa alayhi salam. When he want to make money, and Allah opened for him. And when he becomes so rich, what he said? Wa'indi. This is mine. Again. This is my treasure. All this is mine. It's a big musiba. Once people have property, status, beauty, whatever, we become arrogant of the status Allah gives us. And we forget who is the giver. By this way, I, and all this mine, wa'indi, again, is a similar ownership. We do not own nobody. We do not even own ourselves. This is not the quality of the mu'min. Be careful, my brother and sister. All our problem, ego, arrogant, proud, ownership, and once Allah give you, you forget the giver, you forget the one who support you, and you become so arrogant, you cannot even take advice or consultation. Subhanak ya Rabbi. Subhanak ya Rabbi. May Allah save us from the three quality belonging to be cursed by Allah for infinity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorate us with the quality beloved to Allah, and the most of all, humble and humility, poverty, because I need Him. I need Allah. You know, when you get sick, nobody can help you. Nobody. Only Allah can help you. Only Allah can help you. Nobody can feel your pain. Nobody. As you are the only one can feel it. And nobody can take it away from you. Or share it with you. No. My dear brother and sister in Islam, be careful from this three quality can cause you to be cursed. And how to keep you humble and humility is not easy. Wallahi, is not easy. Is not easy. Is not easy. Please reflect. Make dua for yourself. And beg Allah to not to be arrogant with the bounty or the amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.